tell the time.
I reached in high school, track number one. I reached in high school jazz ensemble, L3, room 206, 9:55 a.m.
which is Big Mama Cass. Thank you. Purchase is part of Harrison.
Yeah. Lots of good players here. The Judge's Choice Award, we were just discussing it, is going to go to your trombone soloist who was featured on the Wave tune. So is it Brandon?
Nolan.
It wasn't just one person doing all the soloing, and that's always a good sign of a good program that's happening. And the flutes, that was a nice touch to the second tune. Yeah, boy, the flutes came out really nicely over the top of the ensemble there, and that really lent a nice touch to that ballad flavor of the song. So good job, flute players. Something like Now's the Time is a great learning vehicle. What I mean by that is you can learn so much from playing that song. You can learn about improvising. You can learn about, you know, the original jazz feels, because there's so many, like, blues in F that are out there that you can kind of borrow lines from to incorporate into your own soloing. I would encourage you to do that. Maybe get a little help or just learn some things just by your own ear. But, work on expanding your own personal improvising vocabulary on a song like that. Rhythm section players, you can do the same thing, too. It doesn't necessarily have to be through soloing all the time. It could also be just, you know, learning different comping patterns that are appropriate to the blues style. The Jamie Ebersold series are excellent for something like that. I would recommend highly just listening to the way some of the players, you know, perform bass lines, the comping rhythms that they choose on the keyboard and guitar, and just how the drummer will mix it up from time to time within the course of playing, like, a lot of different solos. If anything, you guys were kind of low-key in the blues progression. I'd like to hear you do a few different sort of things with the accompaniment that is happening behind that. And that's a great sort of tune to do that kind of work with. So there's even some transcribed bass line and keyboard volumes of the Jamie Ebersold series. If you don't want to, like, actually take the time to actually transcribe it yourself, you can read it, and that'll help too. So all those things will help you to improve as an individual jazz performer and as a band. So I hope you guys get a chance to do some of that, and can't wait to hear you guys again next year. Great job. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good job, everybody.